You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Yes, that is music from Star Wars The Last Jedi. It opened with the bang of a thermal detonator this past weekend, becoming the second highest grossing opening weekend for a film ever in North America. But your local theater is not the only place where aspiring Jedi Knights can be found learning to wield a lightsaber. Chad Eisner co-founded a group called Terra Prime Light Armory in 2012 in Ann Arbor. The group promotes traditional martial arts and weapon arts by sparring with lightsabers. The swords are custom made of round polycarbonate, and they're designed to withstand a real beating. Our Sarah Leeson went to a workshop with the Light Armory last Saturday at Liberty Athletic Club in Ann Arbor, and she brought us back this audio postcard.
My name's Chad Eisner. I go by Darth Anonymous on the internet. I am the founder of Light Armory, and we are at Liberty Athletic Club in Ann Arbor for a workshop today on Saturday, which is the opening weekend of The Last Jedi.
If he stays in that line, I know where his blade is. So what I can do is I can oppose it, and I can come in. Try using some of your angles more. So moving out here to the side, right?
That's another part of the lightsabers, which is a little bit easier for people to get. You cannot grab the blade. Yeah, you can do it once. Right. It won't stop or do anything. It'll just go right through your hand.
Well, you know, in make-believe world, but...
Right.
I mean, thank goodness they're not real. Because, quite frankly, we would all be dead.
He's for real.
My name is Alexander Kosteva. I am fighting with swords. I wouldn't consider myself like a hardcore Star Wars fan. Like, I haven't read any like the extended universe stuff or whatnot. This is much more of like a martial arts thing than it is a fandom thing, if that makes sense, right? Like, the two overlap, but I'm mostly here for the sword fighting rather than for the Star Wars, you know, engagement.
I'm Rob Kosis. I've been coming here for about 2 years now. You've got cosplay groups out there that it's all about choreography and it looks cool, but I didn't want that. I wanted quote-unquote real-world application, not just, oh, that looks pretty, but if you try to use it for real, it'll never work. So that's what drew me to this. This is more, it's a martial art. It really is. It just, our swords glow. That's the main difference.
I'm learning lightsaber combat. I'm John Solomon. Interesting thing about martial arts in general, and when you apply martial arts to something unusual like a lightsaber, it's more interesting to see the similarities and the differences. For instance, a little tiny itty bitty bit of Italian longsword, and the similarities between the martial techniques there and the martial techniques in Japan are remarkably similar because the human body only works so many ways. And it's really interesting to apply the techniques we use, which are different in Japanese swordsmanship, use them in a new and exciting way with lightsabers and the blending of the Chinese styles into it. So it's very interesting. The geekiness of using lightsabers combined with my, you know, love of martial arts and the interest in swords in particular, because there's a fascination with swords, and there has been a fascination with swords in humanity for thousands and thousands of years. And when they're laser swords, it's even cooler.
I've often said that when you hand somebody like a sword, even a plastic one or a floppy one or something like that, a lot of times the first question people will ask you is it sharp? Or is it real? Both of those questions really mean, is it dangerous, right? When you hand somebody one of these, they generally just start making lightsaber sounds or quoting Star Wars. So it takes a lot of fear out of the activity, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
Straight cardio, right? And I like to move around, so.
It's a good spectator sport.
Yeah,
because you get people.
Right. Yeah. Sure. There is a lot of like in and out.
That kind of stuff like that.
Like it's working on like sort of quick draw reflexes.